God will always listen to us because He is our Father. And when we pray to Him, it is not because we need to inform Him of our needs, but to ask Him for all we need today, every day. And when we talk to Him, the Lord warns us not to use a lot of words because He knows that what we need even before we asked Him. So how do we give life or live the prayer of our Father? According to Pope Francis, when we say our Father, we are saying that every human being is part of us, and that in the face of all the wrongs that offend our Father, we, as His sons and daughters, are called to react as brothers and sisters. We are called to be good guardians of our family, to overcome all indifference towards our brothers or sisters, towards any of our brothers or sisters. This includes the unborn, the older person who can no longer speak, the person we find hard to forgive, the poor, and the outcast. This is what the Father asked us, indeed commands us to do so, to love one another from the heart, as sons and daughters in the midst of their brothers and sisters. So when we pray, we are invited to be the brothers and sisters of others, as we only have one Father. So as we love, understand, and care for by our Father, we must also love, understand, and take care of our brothers and sisters, the fruit of the prayer. Pope Francis also emphasized the importance of forgiveness as part of the prayer that we need to live every day. He said, God never tires of forgiving our sins. For us, forgiveness is not easy, but that is what God expects, that we forgive others as He forgives us. So the prayer, Our Father, is reminding us that we need to treat one another like brothers and sisters, as we are all sons and daughters of God the Father. And we must forgive one another as God always forgives us. So let us put into practice this Lenten season and every day of our lives this prayer, the Our Father.